Track 8, Better Home and Garden. There are people that will always say there's just no money to save. Luckily, there are actually a ton of ways to get some cash back into your pockets by doing a few simple things around the house. We all know there is no better time than right now to start saving money. We have compiled a list for you with clever ways to save money that just blow my mind. 1. Keep an active shopping list. One of the biggest money wasters is the grocery store. How often do you buy things that you think you may need and not things that you actually need? Keep a magnetic shopping list on the refrigerator, and when you run out of something, write it down. Aaron and I started using a free app called Wunderlist, and we just recently made a shared grocery list that we can each update, and it syncs the lists together so that if either of us is out, we can stop by the grocery store and not worry that we're missing something that we need. Also, rather than shopping for a little bit each day, make the most efficient use of your time going to the grocery store once a week. Make pantry compatible, or this is number 2, make pantry compatible recipes. When learning about the latest recipes featured on Pinterest, actively search for the ones that have all the ingredients already in your pantry. There are even websites that allow you to input what you have and offer recipes for what you could make, like BBC food. Number 3. Eat fresh. People complain about the cost of eating organic. The truth is, if you buy weekly lots of fresh vegetables and fruit and skip all the processed expensive stuff, you'll end up with serious savings at the grocery store and you'll learn to eat healthier overall. Number 4. Hydrate with H2O. Break the addiction to sodas, teas and other beverages by sticking to water. Get yourself a BPA-free plastic water bottle so that you can eliminate the ongoing cost of purchasing bottled water. Number 5. Have potluck gatherings. Don't miss out on quality time with friends. Invite them over, but request a potluck-style gathering where everyone brings something to share to cut down on your costs hosting the gathering. Number 6. Cook in bulk. Skip the drive-through. Meal plan, then designate a day of the week, like a Sunday afternoon, or even better, a weekday night, to skip the grocery store crowds and do a bunch of bulk cooking. Put a few dishes in the refrigerator to easily reheat for dinner and freeze a few other dishes for later in the week. Casseroles and other simple recipes freeze very well and reheat in no time, so you can skip the expense of fast food. Number 7. Subscribe to Sunday's paper. If you subscribe to the daily paper, consider cancelling and read the local news online instead. Or, even better, get your friends and family to sign up to Talking News. Number 8. Make snacks. Don't buy them. The cost of a pre-packed snack or dessert can be way more expensive than if you make it at home. Number 9. Drop your bad habits. If you keep cigarettes in the house, beer in the fridge, and liquor in the cabinet, you may want to consider making some changes in your lifestyle. These bad habits are not only costing you cash now, they could eventually hit you in the wallet when it comes to your health. Number 10. Borrow what you rarely need. Forget buying that newfangled appliances to make smoothies or rotisserie chicken. If you have a special recipe that calls for such a device, find a neighbour or friend that has one that you can borrow. This is also true of lawn equipment, tools, and other very expensive things that you may only use once in a blue moon. Number 11. Try generic. Admittedly, not all generic taste the same when it comes to prepared foods, but there is so much money to be saved buying the store brand in pantry staples, medications, breakfast cereals, and more. My rule, always go for generic unless you have a super good reason not to. Number 12, eliminate phantom electricity. It's a hassle, I know, but unplug unused electronics and appliances to avoid using excess electricity unnecessarily. Only plug in things when you need to use them.